Long queues began forming before dawn at over 40,000 polling stations across the country as Kenyans turned out to cast their votes in the closely contested election. Although there are 8 presidential candidates on the ballot paper, the real battle is between incumbent Kenyatta, the 55-year-old son of Kenya's founding president, and his longtime rival, 72-year-old Odinga, son of the country's first vice president. Kenyatta, who won the previous election in 2013 by a thin margin, is seeking a second and final term in office. Despite allegations of vote tampering, that last occasion was a largely peaceful affair, unlike the vote a decade ago, which descended into ethnic violence across the country, killing over 1,000 people. Ahead of this vote, Kenya's Catholic bishops issued an appeal for peace, noting the relatively calm manner in which the political campaigns had been conducted. They urged the security forces, the judiciary, the media, and all those involved with the voting process to act with responsibility in order to guarantee what they called just, fair, peaceful and credible elections. The bishops also proposed a prayer novena for the 9 days leading up to the vote. Former US Secretary of State John Kerry is among thousands of international observers who have been monitoring the election process. Final results are not expected before Wednesday at the earliest. I'm Philippa Hitchin.